and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Harry Barris. Harry Barris was, of course, one of the members of the Rhythm Boys, but he was also a prolific and successful composer. So I will play a bunch of recordings of compositions by Harry Barris. For the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to the New Dixieland Five, a group of British jazz musicians that includes our friend Norman Field. Well, let's get started with Harry Barris as a composer. Harry Barris was born in New York City in 1905. He was raised in Denver, and he became a professional pianist at age 14. Then he went on tour at 17. He already had his own group. It's very interesting to point out how Harry Barris got together with Al Rinker and Bing Crosby and eventually became the Rhythm Boys. Turns out that Al Rinker and Bing Crosby were quite successful on their own and, of course, after they joined Paul Whiteman, except in New York City. Bing and Al had toured the Midwest and their performances were very well received, except when they got to New York City, where they bombed. Matty Malnick, a violin player for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, suggested that Harry Barris join Bing Crosby and Al Rinker, and Paul Whiteman went along with that suggestion, and the rest, as they say, is history. The Rhythm Boys were quite successful as a group on their own, as well as vocalists for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. After the Rhythm Boys broke up in 1930, Harry Barris did a little bit of conducting of his own band. He did some movies, one with Bing Crosby and a few others, just Hollywood movies from the 1930s. During World War II, I understand that he entertained the troops overseas. Harry Barris died in 1962. Perhaps the most well-known aspect of Harry Barris' singing is his famous loudly whispered ha, ha. I don't know, I can't do it, but that's what he does that very, very well. It really adds something to the group. All right, let's get started with the music. I would like to play a couple of sides by the original Memphis Five. First, recorded on January 21st, 1926, Chinese Blues, and then recorded on January 23rd, 1926, Taint Cold. And the members of the original Memphis Five in this edition of this group are Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Alfie Evans on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Ray Bauduc on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of compositions by Harry Barris, played by the original Memphis Five in 1926. Thank you. these compositions and interpretations are fairly sophisticated, considering that they were done in 1926. And the pair of Red Nichols and Miff Maul were really terrific, especially in my opinion, Miff Maul, the best trombone player in the 1920s. Now I would like to turn to Bing Crosby singing a couple of compositions by Harry Baris. First one is I Surrender Dear, recorded on January 19, 1931. The second is Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Dream Your Troubles Away, recorded on March 2, 1931 by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, with Bing doing the vocals. According to the liners in the LP from which I have taken these two sides, this is an RCA Vintage Series LP V-584. The liners tell us the composition of the Coconut Grove Orchestra as Walter Holzhaus and Stanley Green on trumpet, Mario Ames and an unknown on trombone, Tom Sandual and Joe Krechter on clarinet and alto sax, George Moore on clarinet and tenor sax, Sterling Young and Henry Haworski on violin, Gus Arnheim and William Altfeld on piano, Nelson Hall on guitar and banjo, and Ward Lay and P.G. Shearer on string bass, Art Fleming on drums. Well, let's listen then to Bing Crosby singing a couple of compositions by Harry Baris with Gus Arnheim and the Coconut Grove Orchestra in 1931.
Can pay. Without you I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way, 'cause deep down in my heart I say I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear. Thank you. What price happiness? What price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share, with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness. Ah, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Say, castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. And wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Whistle and dream your cares away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Whistle and dream your cares away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares away.
Obviously, the group that was accompanying Bing Crosby in the latest, in the last selection, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, was not the full Gus Arnheim Orchestra. It was a selected members of the orchestra. And what about that Bing? What diction, what voice, what phrasing? I mean, he's fantastic. Did you get a load in I Surrender Dear towards the end when he comes back? How he enters. It's fantastic. All right. Let's continue with the music. Now I would like to play first a recording from May 28, 1928. It's My Baby Came Home by Red McKenzie and his music box, consisting of Red McKenzie on paper comb and vocal, Joe Venuti on violin, and Eddie Lang on guitar. I will follow that with a composition, another composition by Harry Barris, this time with Harry Barris singing it. This is So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together. This is the Rhythm Boys, and was recorded on April 10, 1929. So let's listen then to another couple of compositions by Harry Barris, one from 1928, Red McKenzie, and his music box, one from 1929, the Rhythm Boys, including Harry Barris himself.
Oh, do do da do da do da da. feeling so happy, gee, but I'm happy from my head to my shoes. Laughing right at those blues, 'cause I've got good news. Wouldn't you feel good, couldn't you feel good, wouldn't you shout hooray? Wouldn't you feel this way if you had this to say? If the birdies sing like everything in the morning, they'll give you the warning, my baby, come home. If the rooster crows his bold rodeos every morning, he'll give you the warning, my baby, come home. Feeling like a two-year-old, 'cause she told me today. Hopping to the jewelry store, rings galore, you got 10 years to pay. If my lungs hold out, I'm gonna shout every morning to give you the warning that my baby come home.
Today, and I know just why they're acting this way. Now first the bluebird says we've gotta have sunny weather, so the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbird said we're birds of a different feather, so the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds bring rain, and then the bluebirds all agreed to bring that sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever, so the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. Ba 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 ba. Rubble, rubble round my door. Blackbirds by the score. Bluebirds came one day and said to the blackbirds, here are
first off, bluebirds say we gotta have sunny weather.
So bluebirds say the blackbirds got together. Then the blackbirds said we're birds of a different feather. So bluebirds say the blackbirds got together.
And when they talk it over, they let the blackbirds bring the rain, and all the bluebirds then agree to bring us sunshine again. For we can't have rain or sunshine that lasts forever.
boo-boo-boo.
You can take those bluebirds, take those blackbirds, mix them together to get fair weather. And that's the reason the bluebirds and the blackbirds got to get.
That recording ended with a famous which, as I understand it, is an attempt to make a vocal symbol. Okay, let's get another number in which Harry Barris participates in the vocal. This is Mississippi Mud / I Left My Sugar Standing in the Rain. It was recorded on June 20, 1927, and I believe this is the first recording of Mississippi Mud. I will follow that with an instrumental version of Mississippi Mud, recorded by the Charleston Chasers on March 7, 1928. The Charleston Chasers here are Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet, Lenny Hayton on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, and Scrappy Lambert on the vocal. So let's listen to two versions of Mississippi Mud. First, a vocal by the Rhythm Boys, 1927, and then an instrumental one, 1928, by the Charleston Chasers.
What are you fellas moaning about?
That Mississippi Mud. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no bank. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud. Lordy, how they play. Boy, they really sway. Say, that music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi Mud. Oh, what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They can time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud.
Did you say mud there, boy?
I said mud, son.
What are you getting at, lad?
I said really black mud.
Well, speaking of mud and rain, always reminds me.
Reminds you of what?
That I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away.
His sugar melted away. I said his sugar melted away.
Sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. Why, I didn't mean to treat her that way.
He didn't mean to treat her that way. Why did you treat that girl that way?
Well, I don't know. I'll bet your sweetie thought that you were the lowest kind of a kind.
Maybe. You never realized she was so refined, now, did you?
Irregardless and respected.
I just left my sugar standing in the rain. And my sugar melted away. Da 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 da. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, little big butter. What a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet. Saying the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud. But I left my sugar.
Where'd you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud.
I'll bet she's plenty muddy.
Mississippi mud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Did you notice, following the magnificent solo by Fud Livingston and the coda for the number, how much the Charleston Chasers sound like a swing band from the 1930s? Go back and listen to those two sections and tell me if I'm right or I'm right. Let's have two more compositions by Harry Barris. First, Brown Sugar. This was recorded by Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra with Frank Guarente, Mark and Max Goldberg on trumpets, Ben Oakley on trombone, the great Arthur Lally, maybe not the emperor, but certainly the king of the saxophone, of the bass saxophone. Unfortunately, here he plays, well, not unfortunately, here he plays alto sax, which he does magnificently also, and Barney Sorkin also on alto saxophone, Bill Barton on tenor saxophone, Cecil Norman on piano, Joe Brunelli on banjo, and Billy Bell on brass bass, and Rudy Starita on drums. And of course, I couldn't have Harry Barris program without playing From Monday On. Oh, I forgot to mention that Brown Sugar was recorded on February 24th, 1927. Anyway, I couldn't have a program on Harry Barris without playing From Monday On. And that was recorded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on February 28, 1928, and this, the take that I will play will be take 4. So let's listen then to another couple of compositions by Harry Barris, 1927, Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra, 1928, Paul Quineman and his orchestra.
On Monday, because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey. I'll be happy from Monday on.
What a great side. Oddly enough, Harry Barris doesn't sing in this recording. He's at the piano. The vocal is, of course, by Bing Crosby, and he's accompanied by Al Rinker, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Young. So it's the Sweet Trio plus Al Rinker and Crosby. Also, I hope you noticed the great interplay between Bix and Min Liebrook on the bass saxophone at the beginning of the recording. And the arrangement, great arrangement by Matty Malnick, who plays the violin also here. Frank Trombauer, Bill Rank, and Izzy Friedman are also in that recording. Okay, so this brings to an end this segment on Harry Barris. I'm afraid I don't have time to play the recording that I promised from the Dixieland 5. I'll do that next week. So let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.